In Russia, President Vladimir Putin announced this week that July 1st is the new day for a vote that will determine whether he can stay in power until 2036. Yes, I said 2036. The vote was supposed to take place in April, but was delayed by the coronavirus. For more, let's bring in Lucian Kim, NPR's Moscow correspondent. Lucian, Putin wants the ability to have two more six-year terms. Are Russians expected to give it to him?
Well, technically, this is a referendum on a whole raft of constitutional changes, everything from banning gay marriage to officially proclaiming Russians' faith in God. And the amendment letting Putin stay in power for two more terms was actually slipped in at the very last moment, but obviously it's the most important change, and some people would say the real purpose of changing the constitution in the first place. As for whether Russians will vote for these changes, yes, the expectation is that this will be a rubber stamp after the Russian parliament, Russia's 85 regional assemblies, and the constitutional court all approved of them.
Well, is it even safe to vote against Putin or something that he wants in Russia?
Well, nothing happens to you if you don't vote for Putin. The biggest headache for the Kremlin is actually ensuring turnout, and that's why there's a lot of pressure for people getting government salaries or pensions to go out and vote, because these voters are usually the most loyal supporters of the government.
Now, Putin has been in power for two decades, but now Russia is dealing with the two crises that we all face, the coronavirus pandemic, and Russia's been one of the worst hit countries in the world when it comes to that, and the economy. What's the perception of how Putin has handled both of those things?
Well, the main perception is that Putin has been largely absent as a leader. His goal this year has been to push through these constitutional changes, and the coronavirus pandemic really caught him off guard. There's this image of Putin as this all-powerful leader, but in this crisis situation, he's tried to push responsibility for lockdowns onto regional governors and disengage himself from daily politics. He's in a real rush to get these amendments behind him and to end speculation about his political future. And some observers say he wants to have the referendum in July before there's a second wave of the pandemic and before his approval ratings slide anymore.
Now, as we've been watching what's been happening here in the United States with not just the divisions in the country over the handling of the coronavirus and wearing masks, but also now the protests over the death of George Floyd, some people have been commenting saying, well, this is just what Vladimir Putin wants. He loves to see this kind of division in the United States. What do we know about how he feels about what he's seeing in the U.S.?
Well, there's no way that we can look inside Vladimir Putin's head. But I certainly think the Kremlin is pleased when the U.S. is preoccupied with its own problems and taken down a notch or two in its international standing. But officially, Putin's spokesman is saying that the protests in the U.S. are a domestic American issue. I think it's notable that Presidents Trump and Putin spoke on the phone on Monday, and it wasn't the first time they talked since the start of the pandemic. So sure, you know, Putin may not be too unhappy with the developments in the U.S., but he's also trying to use all these crises to improve Russia's standing, and he's doing his best to normalize relations with the U.S., despite everything else happening.
That is NPR's Moscow correspondent, Lucian Kim. Lucian, thank you.
Thank you.